There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on Your Mind Tuesday edition, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau with Todd Mitchell. Yes, it's him, ladies and gentlemen. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Ooh, yes.
I am.
That's just Chad a Hennett. Fictitious rhyme that Phil Parker came up with, by the way. There's no truth to it.
Oh, come on.
And I don't ever call myself that.
I know better. Are you wearing green today, Todd?
I am wearing green. I got my K-Fire green and earth tone shirt on today because that's the only green I have that I know of. How about you?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
It is the St. Paddy's Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Guests today on the program includes Chad Weckerly. Chad is part of a Wells County family farm operation, Weckerly Farms. He's also a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. Was just in Washington, D.C., trying to tackle issues that Farm Bureau members have long struggled with in the way of finding reasonable solutions with government agencies. He's going to talk about a couple of them related to technology and biased political agendas today on the program. Senator John Hoeven will be here next hour. Take your calls and welcome your calls, questions, comments for Senator Hoeven as well. We're going to talk about the now controversial letter that he co-signed to Iran's leaders, with Senator Tom Cotton and, 45 other Republican senators. It's caused quite a little bit of Washington, D.C. hand-wringing. Rather than worrying about Iran and nukes, we're worried about, letters being written to Iran's leaders. It's a little bizarre. But anyway, controversial attorney general nomination vote is coming up as well soon. I also want to get the latest on the Keystone XL pipeline vote. You may remember after they passed it, House, Senate goes to the president and he vetoes it. Senator Hoeven had told us he anticipated that probably would happen and had said at the time they were exploring other options, maybe adding it to other legislation. So get an update on where that is at as well today on the program. We'd love to hear from you. We have a couple of issues that really need your help because we have some folks in total distress on some things that are in the news. So hang on for details on that here, and maybe you can help us out. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Historic news out of the legislature with the vote in the House now, matching that in the Senate, and what will follow is what's known as a conference committee to iron out some minor differences between the two pieces of legislation. But it adds exemptions to the corporate farming bill. And this is pretty significant in that North Dakota's bill has stood for, 83 years, and one of the toughest bans in the country on corporate farming in the nation. And now there's exemptions. The law stands, as has always been written, but they added two exemptions. And essentially that is to say, if you have a swine operation, if you have a dairy operation, then you can have some corporate ownership. Had they not done that, then basically swine and dairy operations would cease to exist because that's just the way those two industries are going in other states. And other states have had tweaks and had an increase in the operation. So I've said many times on the program, it makes sense. But there are many out there who believe, this is not quite the sign of the apocalypse, but something close to it. I mean, the sky is just totally falling. The rhetoric against this, and thankfully cooler heads prevailed, and swine and dairy operations are getting a breath of fresh air and a fresh start in North Dakota, which is great. But I want to hear from farmers today on this. All right, not the politicians, not the folks that battle over it, not the farmers' union, or I want to hear from farmers, folks out there in the real world, and have you specifically addressed this idea that I guess the best argument against this was that if you do this, then eventually you're going to have to allow more changes, and the law is just going to go away. I mean, is the sky falling because of this change? I really would love to hear from you today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for our email address as well. And I found a letter to the editor. This one was actually in the Fargo Forum written by a Fargo resident, and it just screamed of needing some help from the fine, wise audience of What's on Your Mind. So I'm going to read the letter here and then seek your counsel for this woman that's written this. Her name is Danielle Hakenkamp from Fargo, right? And this was published yesterday, I guess. She says, I'm writing from my home on a Sunday morning before noon because there is nothing else to do in Fargo besides get groceries or go to a gas station, thanks to North Dakota's old-fashioned blue laws. My first encounter came when my family was visiting Fargo before moving from our Minnesota home. We thought we would leave the hotel Sunday morning and go check out the mall. But to our dismay, we found an empty parking lot and a sign saying closed until noon. Even Walmart is plagued with the ugly sign. Due to North Dakota's blue law, this Walmart is closed midnight Saturday through noon Sunday. Those in favor of the blue law say they are keeping families together and encouraging them to spend time together. I don't understand this. Would having stores open at 10 a.m. really pull families apart? Is the idea of actually going out and spending quality time and shopping with your family instead of sitting in front of the TV really that bad? The law is hurting North Dakota and forcing people to take their money across the border to Minnesota. During my research, I guess that's what she decided to do with her time, all alone at home on a Friday, on a Sunday morning. During my research, I was astonished to find out that North Dakota just changed the law in 1991 to allow stores to be open on Sundays at all. Afternoon, of course. Also, North Dakota is the only one of all 50 states to have blue laws restricting the time businesses can operate on Sundays. Now, I'm not one to promote peer pressure, but maybe it's a sign that it's time to change. There might have been a time and place for this law, but it isn't now. North Dakota needs to catch up with the times and realize it is holding them back and it isn't benefiting anyone like they think it is. You may have seen that letter in a newspaper near you. I'm guessing Danielle, doing her research, is probably for some particular group that's in favor of a change. And we've had the so-called brunch law addressed before the legislature recently, which would allow alcohol earlier on Sundays as one tweak to this. But clearly, this Fargo woman is in flat-out distress. And I think it's only neighborly of us to maybe suggest some help. Now, this, she could get her wish to get out of distress and get our blue laws changed. Or we could maybe suggest some other activities for her on a Sunday. And evidently, this, you know, this two-hour change, because she wants to go to the mall. And what, a mall's open at 10 a.m.? 9 a.m.? I don't know. Usually 10 a.m., isn't it? On Saturday and whatnot. She needs some more things to do. So what could we do? Let's suggest some things for this poor woman to do on a Sunday morning. What do you think? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got a law that's about to change in corporate farming, sky falling. Want to hear from farmers on that. Assessment by the critics of how much this is going to change, whether they are right or wrong. And then we have a woman in distress that's suggesting a law change. Tell me what you think. What could she do on Sunday morning? Go to church. Maybe she's not the church type. All right. Exercise. Take a walk. Right? Depending on what time of the year it is. Some chores done around the house. What do you think of that idea? How about, sounds like she likes to play or have family time. Maybe, you know, and she prefers family time shopping, but maybe, you know, some board games with the family around the house. Or is it time just to end this woman's distress and change our laws? Tell me what you think. Cindy and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. Hey, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind, but there are plenty of things to do on a Sunday morning besides going shopping, which is open six and a half other days of the week in North Dakota. I applaud our state for kind of sticking to its guns and keeping that Sunday morning sacred and allowing families to maybe go to church together and worship, which is what the Sunday law was originally about anyway, and protecting that right for other people so that they don't have to go to work in a job that is optional to be open or not. Now, there are some jobs that are not optional, healthcare workers for one. But Sunday, this past Sunday, was one of the nicest days in North Dakota that we have had in months and months. So it would have been a great opportunity to just get outside, as I saw many people in Bismarck doing, along the river, along our Capitol grounds, walking, rollerblading, walking their dogs, riding bikes with their children.
All stellar suggestions. Yes, stellar suggestions, Cindy. Sorry I had to cut you off. We're up against the break, but great suggestions, great call, and I'm with you. I like the tradition in North Dakota. Thank you. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill and does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm here just to chat with Senator Hovind's office. Evidently, they have some surprise votes scheduled in the Senate this morning, and so his schedule's changing a little bit. We're working that out as we go. Telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Encourage you to go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, as a matter of fact. And when you go there, look under membership benefits. And there are really some amazing savings programs that you can get. Last week for North Dakota Farm Bureau Week, we were over in Mandan at Open Road Honda, and they had generators there, for instance, that you could buy. And depending on what generator you bought, up to $200 off just because you're a Farm Bureau member. Now, do the math, $50 to be a member. It's the same thing on vehicles, and it's above and beyond anything going on in the way of incentives or deals at the dealership, Chevy, Buick, GMC. So, great savings. Cell phone plans, hotel stays, Sears. I mean, there's a lot of, just go browse. You'll love it. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. That's our telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, Dan in Bismarck's next. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hi, heard about the lady in that distress about Sunday mornings. I suggest church, but like the lady, somebody said, probably that's not their cup of tea, but go up to coffee with some friends, sit down, read a book, spend time with your family, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces or nephews. Just decompress. You don't have to always be shopping. You don't always have to be doing things. Just sit down, relax, do something that you enjoy doing, and the shopping will be there in no time.
It's good advice, Dan. Thank you very much. And hopefully we're saving this woman from, you know, all kinds of physical ailments as a result of this enormous stress. I can't even imagine. She's just, you know, having to write this letter from home on a Sunday morning and just flat out, you know, stressed about not being able to shop. So, you know, we're doing this as a public service today on the program to offer some relief.
A lot of that, too. Just decompress. It'll take a lot of stress away.
Very good idea. Thank you, Dan. Right. We're here to help. We're being neighborly, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, you know, to suggest other things for her to do rather than write that letter is kind of to suggest that it wasn't a noble effort of her to write this letter. I think she's right. I think it's time for a change, and I applaud her for actually taking the time to sit down and write a letter and try to influence change. You know, she's looking for something to do. She mentioned her family members. Get her family members involved. Get some more and more people need to be involved in civic activism.
Well, I'll give you that, although if I had to make a list of 100 things that I wanted to change, this wouldn't be on my list of 100, to tell you the truth, personally.
You got to know somewhere, Scott.
Everybody's going to have something that's going to be a hot button for them. So to the extent, you know, she's engaged and in a particular issue, I can't disagree with you that it's good that people care and they're making a difference. I on the other hand, read the letter and think that there's distress about not having enough to do. And so that's why I sincerely think that we can help in some way. And we've had some good suggestions here today. You want the law changed. Why?
You know, it's time. We are passing up tax opportunities, income opportunities. It is more for people to do. If they want to go shopping, that's great. If they want to take the time to do so. And, you know, this argument about having stores open on Sunday morning keeps people from, you know, the people who work in retail. It prevents them from doing the things they want to do. But who's to say that they wouldn't just waste their time anyway? You know, if they don't like being retail, they know what the problems are. They can choose to work elsewhere.
On your sales lost or tax lost argument, Jeff, I'm curious if, you know, you and your family had a broken toaster on a Saturday and didn't get to the store. You're just going to go get it Sunday at noon, aren't you? I mean, what's lost? What is lost in the way of sales? I mean, you still need the toaster.
Well, particularly in the Red River Valley, where you can just jump across the river and go over to Moorhead and do your shopping. You know, people are going to do that. Here in Minot, you're right. No, probably I would just wait until the next day. But, you know, the vast majority of North Dakota's population sits there in the valley, and they can easily jump over to Moorhead or East Grand Forks or Crookston or wherever and do their shopping.
I wonder how many people do that. I wonder what kind of bleed there is. I don't doubt it. You know, it's one of the arguments Jamestown made recently in saying we want to give tax incentives to Menards to come because our residents are going to Bismarck or Fargo to buy stuff at these big box retailers. So we need one here, you know. So they did an analysis, and there was some bleed there. But appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff wants the law changed. He's with the letter writer. Todd in Bismarck, how about you?
Hey, we're doing great. Just a little note. You know, I kind of feel for her a little bit, but there's a couple things. One is, why do we want to change things that's working good in North Dakota already? Good family values, good moral standards. This might be a little harsh, but hey, this is the way it goes. If you don't like it, hey, you can move back to where you came from. You know, you go across the Moorhead if you need to. We have the girls turn the TVs off or whatever, and we sit down and read something or play games or spend time eye-to-eye talking or visiting and get to know each other. As soon as they go off to work, you never see them. They're gone. And just if you don't like it, go find something else or get a life. Be creative.
Hey, have a conversation. You know, have a conversation. Yeah. We're our family's kind of in the wintertime, 9:15 mass goers, right? So, you know, after church, you're visiting with some folks, and my wife will volunteer for selling things for school or whatever once in a while. Yeah. And we often get to kind of a little family tradition. We'll go out to dinner or to lunch somewhere after mass on Sunday. We very often get to the restaurant before they open, right? So they open at 11. We'll get there, I don't know, 10:45, whatever. We just sit there and talk, you know, and joke around a little better. I mean, my gosh, I don't think it's a crisis.
Well, we go to church in the morning, and the girls just love to be able to go out and eat together. And we don't go to no fancy restaurant. We just sit down and visit and catch up on some stuff and get ready to go what's going to happen Monday. And then we do some things during the day, play outside or go do something or whatever instead of if it's during the winter, we go find something, go to a movie or do something. We don't just sit around and, you know, fiddle our fingers or nothing, but we try to find something creative. Otherwise, we're in a society today. We need something right now. Got to get it now. Well, you know, grow up. You got to be patient, and you don't get things. I grew up on a farm. We didn't get things right away. We had to wait. You know, and people today they have no delay gratification. They want things instantly.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Todd, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I mean, I'm not one of these people that says it always has to be the way it was. The corporate farming thing is a good example. Okay, that clearly is calling for a time for change here. But in this case, I think it's one of these little traditions. It's okay. We'll survive. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 4 items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal all month long. Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teaser, only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org is the website, ndfb.org. Check it out, and check out those membership benefits, too, while you're at it. All right, we're going to chat with a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau in just a moment about a recent trip to Washington, D.C., and before we do that, some calls waiting to weigh in on our topic of this poor woman in Fargo in distress over North Dakota's blue laws. And most folks offering suggestions to get her out of this distress and like the law just like it is. A few have said, change the darn law. Paul in Moorhead, what's your take on it?
Good morning. I'm agreeing with the woman who wrote the letter, not that there isn't other things to do on Sunday morning, et cetera, and all of that. I agree with all those people, too. My point of view comes from it being another unnecessary restriction on business by the government. And if people want to have their business open on Sunday morning, I don't see any reason they shouldn't. That's just simply legislating behavior.
Yeah, so you're for the Hobby Lobby way. Hobby Lobby, of course, closes on Sunday. Other businesses,
yes.
Well, let them decide. I think the problem is it becomes
absolutely.
Yeah, it becomes an arms race, unfortunately, Paul. I think though, and for lack of a better term, peer pressure sort of wins out in that regard. So, I don't think I agree with you in premise. That'd be the best way to decide. But I think we know what would happen. Adam and Fargo, your take, quick.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that. If the arguments, I don't side with the idea that there's nothing to do. I side with the other side that there are many things to do, and one of the problems is that over the years, on the weekends I stay up late. Why? Because I have all this free time to do stuff. And so when I'm crafting something, when I'm building something, when I'm fixing something, and I need tools, and I need parts, and I need materials, where do I get them? I have to get them at a retail establishment. And well, quite frankly, if it's between midnight on Saturday night and noon on Sunday morning, I'm SOL. If I need construction paper, glue, drill bits, whatever, I can't get them. And it's really frustrating. And that's one of the reasons why over the decades, I've just thought to myself, this is really a hindrance. Because, I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I can go over to the Walmart in Moorhead or the Target in Moorhead. And I can get them, but what about those poor people that are in Bismarck, that are in Jamesville? Yeah, it's a lost opportunity for a lot of businesses in Fargo that they can't, and even more for places in other parts of the state.
All right, Adam, appreciate the perspective. Another suggestion for a change there. Just thinking, you know, okay, what am I gonna build them? I realize things come up, but could also just decide before they close on Saturday night at, what, midnight? But I hear you. Lloyd and Bodno, last one before our guest. Tell me your take.
Yeah, I know that they never used to have, you know, stores weren't open on Sunday a long time ago, so then they changed the law, you know, to have them open on noon. So why can't they change the law again?
To what? What would you like to see the law be?
Well, it really doesn't matter to me. I could go with or without. I'm just saying that they changed the law so the stores could be open on Sunday at noon. There used to be a time when stores weren't open.
Right.
You know, nothing was open on Sunday. Yeah. So why not go, you know, why not change it again then?
Just get rid of the law, basically.
Well, I mean, they already changed it for their, you know, they changed it once. Why not change it again?
Sure. Got your take, Lloyd. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll return to this and a couple other things in the news coming up here in just a little bit. As I mentioned, Senator Homan's going to be a little bit late today on the program, so we'll have some time after our chat with our next guest. Chad Weckerly of Weckerly Farms is a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. He and his family farm in Wells County, North Dakota. Chad, how you doing?
Doing good, Scott.
Good. Appreciate the time today on the program. Chad was on a trip to Washington, D.C. recently. Wanted to talk a little bit about some issues that North Dakota Farm Bureaus have long struggled to find reasonable solutions in interaction with government agencies, and remain a little bit frustrated on a couple of them we're going to talk about today on the program. Before we do that, Chad, tell me about your operation. Where do you farm?
Well, we farm at Hertzfield, North Dakota, and largely wheat, corn, soybeans, a lot of options out here. As North Dakota, you know, in the past, has been number one in 11 different crops, and we've raised any number of them on our farm.
What's your outlook going into the 2015 growing season?
Well, we need to see the best yields we could ever see with the prices where they are.
Yeah, need a stellar growing season, don't we?
Yeah, the producers of our state are going to see some real challenges here for the next year or two here, and yeah, it's going to put some restraint and some restriction on spending here, but I know our guys could take on the challenge.
One of the issues that we're going to chat about today is one you suggested has befuddled the Farm Bureau members for a long time in finding reasonable solutions with the government agencies. It's a biased political agenda. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean with that is, you know, you've got a really strong conservation lobby out in Washington, D.C., and their idea of conservation is distinctly, you know, very different than the folks that live on the land and work the land and have done that successfully for generations. So, you know, in that, we really learned what sustainability is and what it is not. And you've got someone that's never been on a farm, never lived on a farm, never done this as their vocation, trying to tell us what is there. And they've got a lot of money. They've got a lot of power behind them. And now we've seen where those groups such as Ducks Unlimited have been able to get into our FSA offices or NRCS. Excuse me, they're not in the FSA, but they are in the NRCS offices now. They have a biased political agenda, and that's wrong. They also have gotten funding out of the Farm Bill. They specifically were written in and received funding in the last Farm Bill.
And all in the name of conservation. I mean, really, conservation is the wrong name for those groups, isn't it? I mean, these are just extremist environmental, extreme environmentalists would be the term I would phrase them with. I mean, that gives, to say they're conservationists gives that a bad name, isn't it? I mean, they're not really truly about conservation. They're about, you know, just, okay, all us and nobody else.
Yeah, so, you know, where we're at today is, you know, where do private property rights stand? And Farm Bureau has long been an advocate for private property rights. And we've got these groups trying to use the banner of conservation to trample on what are our private property rights really. Scott, and you use programs such as a Farm Bill, such as a Conservation Bill, is a right to trample on these private property rights.
on your recent trip to Washington, D.C., how were you received in raising these issues?
In the House of Representatives, were received very well. Chairman Conaway, he's from Texas, definitely has a compassionate heart, good understanding of what we have to share and talk with. I was able to bring along maps from our own farm up here in North Dakota to show them how different the challenges are in North Dakota from that of Texas. Obviously, in Texas, they would like to have more water. In North Dakota, we had enough that we need to be able to manage it better. And so that went really, really well. And I think we know that the House has really probably done a good job or a better job of trying to be able to rein in spending and been a little bit more conservative. When we move over to the Senate side, there's a lot more challenge there.
What do you make of that? What as far as more support for Ducks Unlimited and their government funding?
Absolutely. There is a lot of difficulty trying to get something done in the farmers' interest in the Senate.
And is that just not enough ag country representation, you think, in the Senate?
Well, it's certainly the makeup of the Senate changes. The politics are completely different. I'm not a senator, but that might be a fair question for him to say ask. Because things that we can get passed in the House, we can't seem to get passed in the Senate.
Yeah, interesting. The other issue was technology as it pertains to water management systems. Talk a little bit about first of all, the concern. What's the long-standing struggle in that regard?
Yeah, so, you know, we have to be able to manage water. I mean, when it comes to crop production, you never have the adequate amount. It's always too much or too little, so then how do you manage the resource when you have too much or too little? And that's really what's brought on some of our recent troubles we've had with the government agencies and relating to the NRCS or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. You know, we didn't used to have this technology that we have today or didn't have it in a way. So now we have drain tile, and the same type of drain tile that would be used all throughout any city in North Dakota that anybody would have around the foundation of their basement. We can now install that in a large acreage situation in these crop production fields. And it's not to say drain land that hasn't been drained. It's rather to maybe change things from being a surface drainage system to a subsurface drainage system. And with that, we're able to grow more productive crops. We're able to have water move maybe at times of the year when the ground is froze so that there isn't a downstream impact that would come in spring of the year. We're able to let that water move without carrying soil or carrying nutrients. So it's really kind of the ultimate conservation tool for I know what will be for our farm and very necessary. So with that, you've got to go back and ask the government to identify what are wetlands and what are not wetlands on your property. And that is where we kind of end up in the struggle, and that is where the biased political agenda would take place.
I want to talk more about how that was received on your trip to D.C. here when we come back after a break. We're brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, the folks that have one focus. You know what that is? Sprayers. And they've got the product expertise, a lot of satisfied customers of High Plains Apache and the Apache Sprayers. And, by the way, some used sprayers on hand right now, some good deals. New, used, highplainsapache.com, a great resource. They also have that ET Ag Center now. 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts under the roof in Mandan, under the roof in Fargo as well, so you can get what you need. Highplainsapache.com, your Apache sprayer dealer. More with Chad Weckerly. Your call's welcome, too, on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT. Get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday. And when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free. $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker is a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, continuing our conversation with a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, Chad Weckerle, in just a moment here. He recently headed out to Washington, D.C. Senator John Hovind going to be a little bit delayed, not sure when he'll call in. We'll pick up a number of debates after the top of the hour here, including the blue law. And I want to hear from some growers on this tweak to the corporate farming law as well. Some suggesting the opponents of any change that the this is a really bad deal. The sky is falling. Is it? Want to hear what you think about it? So let's chat about that as well. Before we continue our conversation with Chad, we need to find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today. And Chris, a farmer from Wolford, talks about getting ready for spring planting. Tell me more, Chris.
Farmers are busy lining up seed, fertilizer, chemical, and other crop inputs this time of year. We're taking a careful look at seed varieties and fertilizer rates to make sure we have the best product available to consumers at harvest time. These important decisions will affect our ability to feed the growing world and put food on our table. Our machine sheds are being opened up, and our machinery is carefully being serviced and repaired. Making sure our machinery is in top shape means we can place our seed and fertilizer exactly where it needs to be, while at the same time protecting the environment around. With spring being a busy time of year, farmers are always looking at our surroundings. Making sure safety is one of our top priorities.
All right. Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right. So, Chad, before the break, you were telling us a little bit about, the issue of what you're trying to do, liking it to a home situation, building a home, you have drain tile. How does the government prevent you from doing that? What were you trying to undo in your trip to Washington, D.C.? Explain that for our listeners.
Well, what we would like to see is when we approach an agency here that the right political winds exist here, that there not be a bias, because that bias will tend to bring with it roadblocks. And one of the things we have to go through is called a wetland determination process. And I know particularly on our farm, we've had to wait for years to be able to get a determination. It has not been uncommon in North Dakota for a farmer to have to wait 3 or 4 years to get through a wetland determination process. And that would be great if you could agree with the rules and the assumptions that were operated on by the government. But one of the things that they'll use is satellite imagery. Well, they'll use satellite imagery from the 20 wettest years we've had in our state's history here to decide where wetlands exist or do not exist. So that might create cause for that farmer to file an appeal. And we've definitely had members that have spent another couple of years filing appeals. So you can just get the idea here, Scott, that this isn't a process that I want to make things better on my farm, and it's a goal that I could accomplish in 1 or 2 years. It's a process of maybe 5 or 6 years of exchange with government agencies till I get to a place where I can do something, and that exhausts producers. It exhausts them potentially in legal fees. It just exhausts their time of being able to tackle that when they also have other issues to deal with. And we need the whole situation to be more workable.
Yeah. So it's frustrating by design, probably. They build the system in hopes you will you just will go away.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like to me. So what do you? We only have a couple minutes left here, Chad. What was your takeaway? What do you do? As we started this conversation, there's a number of these issues that have just been there a long time. We're focusing on two. You're in Washington, D.C. You're looking them in the whites of the eyes. What's the solution?
Yeah. Science supports what we want to do as producers, what we need to do. And we have to be able to accomplish what we're presenting here to lessen our footprint. You know, the United States has got an incredible resource here in our soil. We have some of the most fertile land that exists in the whole world, and we need to better utilize that resource. And we have to do that while minimizing any sort of impact we have to the environment. And if we cannot create some reasonable water management philosophy, there's really no way to create every goal. And we just keep creating a smaller box for the farmer to work in. And, you know, sooner or later, we're going to create an unworkable situation for production agriculture in the United States. So it's going to come to a head here. It's coming to a head. And that's where we keep continue to see our frustration. And we'll have to keep working hand in hand with our congressmen and our senators and to see when there's an appropriation bill that can change something, when there's a new farm bill that can be written, when things can be corrected upon. And where we can maybe write out some of these biased conservation groups and write in good farm policy would be our goal.
Yeah, well, great work, and obviously just doing what you're doing, being active, being involved, going to Washington, D.C., making the case is a big help. And the more folks that do that, get engaged, and obviously you can even do this by being a Farm Bureau member. Your $50 annual membership helps the Farm Bureau fight these battles on your behalf, too. So you get folks like Chad out there going to work for you. So, Chad, thanks for the update. Understand the frustration, but keep plowing. Appreciate the time. Good luck this growing season. We'll talk soon. Chad Weckerly from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Back to your calls. What's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.